This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
Hey guys, we've got a special guest for you today. We're joined by comic book creator Robert Mulligan. Robert, how's it going?
Hey, what's up? Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show.
Hey, thanks for having me and chatting about the comic book and helping out.
No problem. No problem at all. So, Robert, this comic book is the concept is a really unique idea. If I'm correct, I think the premise is humans being used for oil. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the premise of the comic book and how you kind of came up with the idea.
Yeah, it's funny that you mention humans being used for oil, because the whole concept is humans, the hero creating a serum basically that turns people into fuel and energy, but the underlying conspiracy theories and metaphors and things like that lead to some big business ideas and energy and oil and things like that. It's funny that you mentioned that. But the whole thing is basically about an unconventional hero that grows up getting bullied and having some bad medical conditions and things going on. He perseveres through all that stuff and finds success in physical activities and education and. Long story short, without giving away too much, he creates a serum that turns people to fuel and works out a deal with some big business, and then it just kind of snowballs from there and gets really crazy, and it also involves other dimensions and portals and like I said, a lot of metaphors to conspiracy theories that are going on today, and a lot of just creative ideas, matched up with some really creative dark art that we've been working on. I really like the combination of not just the underlining stories and the things that we're trying to, twist up into what we're presenting, but also the fact that the art has some subliminal things to it and some metaphors to the way that we did the imagery. So the whole thing is just an interesting concept. It's not just a normal comic book, but it's, got some messages and some ideas within it too.
Yeah, it's really, really neat. I think the message is amazing, but also the artwork is stellar. I was looking at just a few pieces of the artwork attached to the project that you posted on the Indiegogo page, and I just thought it was, like, amazing. The art is just, like, so striking. Did you do any of the artwork, or did you have help?
Yeah, I work with some friends here, and there's basically three of us making this comic book, and I work out all the sketches and a lot of the basic designs, but then my buddy Juan, and we'll be presenting a whole presentation video, and when this fundraiser ends, we're doing like a little party presentation thing, and the rest of my team will actually be available now. I don't know if you saw the video on the fundraiser now, but it's pretty much just me presenting the whole thing. I'm the creator, and I came up with the idea, and I do all the sketch work and the basics of it, but my buddy Juan, finishes up the artwork, the inking, and the coloring, so he does, a lot, plus he helps me with the lettering, so I gotta give a ton of credit to my buddy, but yeah, we all basically have our hands on everything, and then my buddy Ash helps with the writing, and then some of the logo ideas and creative ideas too, so we all kind of multitask to make it happen, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Teamwork is amazing, and I mean the things that you can do when you have a team, a dedicated team behind you. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Yeah, I always say, you are what you eat, and the company you keep. So,
that's true.
Pretty happy to have some really hardworking friends with me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Robert, did you grow up reading comic books? Have you always been, a comic book aficionado?
Yeah, I've always been into graphic art novels and things like that and comics, and, I grew up on a lot of the classics, like, Batman and Spider-Man and the Hulk and things like that, but I really didn't get passionate about it and getting involved in it until I got into some of the more underground, companies like Image and IDW and Dark Horse. Like, I really got into Spawn and Goon and The Walking Dead and Cyber Force, and I love that they, relaunched that one recently. And I've gotten into some, newer ones too, like Think Tank, and, and I follow a lot of Steve Niles writing and stuff. But I grew up on some of the classics and then got passionate once I got into some of the more underground ones. I call them underground, but, they're all big and known and we all love them. But I guess what I mean by that is the fact that they're just a little less censored. They have some darker storylines. They're allowed to get away with a little more. It's less mainstream, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I know that you have an Indiegogo campaign, and it actually it ends this week, I believe. How can people get involved with this? I know that you're taking pledges through Indiegogo. Tell us a little bit about how people can get involved.
Yes, you go to mulligancomicbook.com. That'll forward you to the Indiegogo page, and that basically, it ends in a few days, but we're on in demand and we've met our goal. So it's going to be ongoing for as long as we want to keep it live. And we're going to keep it live for as long as we finish this 1-10 book series. So people can always go there and pick up the issue if they want to get it there or support some of the perks that we end up adding as the series goes on. But you can basically go to mulligancomicbook.com, check out the Indiegogo page, and you'll see, some of the perks are already sold out. Recurring characters and ongoing characters in the series, but we still have some producer perks, which also involve being a recurring character and stuff in the story, where we actually, offer people to do a character sketch of them and then make a character actually look like them and incorporate their name so they can, be in the actual comic book, which is a lot of fun. But that's how you can go check it out and get involved. We're offering the series single issues, shirts and stickers, and we got a bunch of free stuff to go with every order because I've got a bunch of really great sponsors and stuff. So it's really cool. You get a lot of cool stuff for your money.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw that and I thought that was so amazing. The opportunity to be in a comic book, such a vivid and tangible piece of artwork is just amazing, because I think at some point we all want to be a hero, and we've all, dreamt of, being in the pages of a comic book, whether it's, saving the day or, being a villain or anything, and so I think this is an amazing opportunity for people.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. If you check out the main hero in the book, he basically looks like me. I have dreadlocks down to the ground and a beard and, tattoos and piercings. And I've, based that main character on my look. And I enjoyed the hell out of that enough that that's how I came up with the idea. Well, let me offer some, as perks and some kind of fundraiser to give people a chance to have their look or, incorporated into the art, and then they could have the issue forever with them in it. I thought they could enjoy that excitement that I feel by having myself in it, so.
Absolutely.
But it took off quick. We met our goal on the fundraiser within the first week, and a bunch of those, character spots sold out quick. It was really cool.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, Robert, I noticed that you do some other things, some other collaborative things. You have a company. And, essentially you're an entrepreneur. You've done some things, just various projects, and, you're open to collaborations. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about, your company and just some of the things that you do.
I run, 100+ websites and partnership stuff. But my main focus, other than the comic book, and I also do music. I perform in a group called God Pawn. People can check that out, godpawn.com. But ultimately, if you go to mulligan, the number 3.com, so just mulligan3.com, you can see a list of all my sites and partnerships and domain names and stuff. I run the Charity Collective with some partners. I run Puff Tuff, which does vapes and e-nails and electronic lighters and thumb drives. And then I do, my main digital promotion marketing company is Capacity Productions. We do all the social networking promotions and events and stuff. I also do a bunch of events with Hollywood Society, which we partnered with VH1 Save the Music for charity events throughout the year. There's just 100 things that I do, and that's kind of what helped, the comic book, my music, and all these other things kind of come to life. It's because of not only having the resources with other businesses, being able to, utilize my skills in promotions and marketing to get my creative ideas out to the right people, but also utilizing the fact that doing the music, working with the movies, the comic books, and all these creative endeavors builds up my fan base on a personal level for my creative talent. So I'm able to kind of get support from these fans for my other businesses and products and things I do. So it's kind of like a big, world of, all these different products and ideas and websites and partnerships, but all just kind of have synergy within, all of themselves or whatever, because I've created all of them. I have my hands involved in all of them. So it's been great. I've been constantly working, 7 days a week moving forward to make all these things happen,
Absolutely. Yeah, Robert, you are a busy, busy man, but, a lot of the things that you do are just amazing. I love the work that you do with, VH1, Save the Music, and amongst your other things. I think it's just incredible.
Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I was wondering, going back to your upcoming comic book, what's next? I know that you touched on this a little bit before, but you said the campaign is going to be ongoing so people can get involved with it. When do you think the first issue will hit?
Well, the first issue is done. I mean, we should have all 10 issues. And what we're doing is we're kind of wrapping up this main storyline within 10 issues so people can have some closure. But then from there, there's definitely going to be some options of story arcs and then ongoing, different direction of a story with the same characters and world and things. But regardless, our plan basically is to, get all these done within the next couple months. And within that time, use the fact that we've had such great support with the fundraiser and my fan base and all the exposure I can gain and the investors I have in digital marketing for the series, use all that stuff as leverage to hopefully get a distribution deal with, one of my favorites like Image or IDW or Dark Horse or, I have a list about, 20 different comic book publishers and distribution companies that I've been fans of or, I've at least bought comics of. That I'm going to contact with all this, great news as a leverage to try to work out a deal and basically, try to get a bit of a partnership with one of these companies. Not the typical deal where, I'm not looking for any company to, come in and pay for art or writing or duplication or any of that stuff. We've got it covered between the fundraiser and my sponsors and my other companies. I can get everything done. All I need is, partner to come in and say, hey, let me slap my logo on there and, hook you up with distribution and take a percentage. So that's all I'm really looking for is just, some help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Would you ever consider doing a web series?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we plan to launch the site and, make available our entire, digital collection or whatever, 1 through 10. But the only thing that I have, the only thing that I have on mind that's kind of holding me back with some of that is the fact that if I do pursue some of these distribution deals and I do get one, I imagine that me releasing any of this prior to that will kind of hurt that deal. So that's why, within the 2 to 3 months it's going to take to wrap up issue 1 through 10. And have them all ready to go, I'm going to have to basically, hustle to try to get that partnership or distribution deal to make it happen. So by the time that everything's done, I can not only give everyone from the fundraiser a pre-release version of everything so they can be the first to check it all out, but I can also, instantly have it out to the public. I don't have to hold it back any longer while I'm still trying to work a deal. So that's the idea is that, I want to hustle. I'd love to do a web series and get it all out there and things like that. But, I also need to hold back and try to get the right deal first. And then if that doesn't happen, obviously I can DIY and self-publish and, put it all out myself and just really promote the hell out of it. But, like I said, I'd love to get some help and actually be in all the comic book shops on shelves,
Absolutely. Robert, I'm all out of questions, but I did want to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Yes, no, I mean, I think we pretty much covered everything. I just really appreciate the support. You know, anybody that that checks it out and helps me out, I mean, even just sharing it on social networking sites helps a ton, you know, and like I said before, I'm looking for that distribution deal hookup. If anybody has any ideas, definitely contact me. You know, we're ready to go. We've got it funded and everything ready to market. We're just holding back for the right deal. But yeah, I wanted to thank you too. You know, I really appreciate you reaching out and giving me a chance to talk about it all on your show.
Robert, yeah, it was an honor having you on, and I think you're headed in the right direction. I mean, the artwork is just, it's stunning. I think the storyline is, it's clever and it's also poignant. And I think you're headed in the right direction.
Well, thanks so much, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was an honor. Guys, if you're listening to this on our website, check us out on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available in the Google Play Store for free, as well as the iTunes Store. Just download that app and search for our show name. It's Redefining the Counterculture. You can also listen for us on SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud. You can search just our name. It's Witten Radio. And you'll hear this interview with Rob, as well as many, many others.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.